During sent their elder coordinator with them, she, their fortunes didn't have her come out to out. You know, these people would invite their coordinators to come to the meetings here and find out what's going on. So when there's a problem in one of your villages, your coordinator will know about it. Your coordinator can tell the rest of the people, because she's taking notes of for endearing. So, and that's a good idea, and I'm glad she's here to do that too. Nothing to do your Beverly modem?
I've got a quick letter here. I'd give it to our representative and take them back to their IRA. If they could support at least one elder from each village. You know, we have young people going down there and hardly show up for representing their villages. I think our elders here should represent a little better. Just our elders is a team of that conscience. They have that conscience.
I could do that right now if you want.
Okay, so if I now see where we are standing on that. In the meantime, I guess we can have, we still got half an hour till 5 o'clock. If you want to select your speaker, or the elder speaker down there, you can get it over with.
You guys could nominate a speaker.
How could we nominate before we select the person who's going to?
Well, if you nominate that one person could be the speaker, then you choose four other ones.
Yeah, is anybody okay with that?
We are.
Nominate sila lang ako. Inyong tam na nominate ang may kara. Kaya Eskimo mo pa ako palisok. Kaya na Eskimo to ni Unertok. Liwanin nominate at sa kanting. Kaya inyong si Barok utok kak sa training. Liwanin. Nalaw miralwuk mek. Kaya kasi mabalim nga mek.
Il y a par la poste.
last time Eunice volunteered that position, that's how she got to be the secretary.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys want to appoint someone or have somebody volunteer to be secretary.
I can't remember in our bylaws that says that the chairman could select. I don't think so. I think it's got to be voted by the party.
Yeah. And the bylaws are not adopted yet, so you can basically do whatever you want.
We could nominate someone.
Yeah.
Nominate Lalit.
The guidelines are even for the custody elders. But the ones you have right here is they weren't made by the church.
Every year, and after Rani, my brother, and Professor Rani, and there,
लौट कर ली कमियों में खोपने अगले समय में कितनी बंगली पिसी
Lagu-lagu ini, lagu-lagu, tapi kok for four or more admissions of the merit, on the ticket.
But the tickets, I just talked to Mary, and she said those tickets, those $180 tickets that we were trying to get, they ran out of them before your names were put in there, and that's too late. So what I told her to do was make sure we have six tickets. That'll be five from you guys, and I'll be the sixth one. Oh, and maybe we'll have to go through the companion rates, which is $576 for two people. So that'll be about $1,600 for six of us going on. And about the youth and elders, their days are 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And the potluck, I guess, and everything will be on the 23rd, the banquets and dance and whatever they do after the last day, that'll be on the 23rd. But when I talked to Sharon down at Anchorage, I told her that the elders were going to come down on the 22nd. So as soon as we get down there, the youth and elders conference will be going on. You get to attend on the 21st, the day of the 21st and the 22nd.
So youth and elders conference is on the
20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Are our elders going to attend that too then?
Okay. We'll, the way I got the thing set up, we'll go down on the 21st. So they have to be on the 21st and the 22nd. On the 22nd, you can all attend that. You can attend that first day.
Yeah, the elders attend
the first day. Yeah, that'll be the last day of the youth and elders conference.
It says right here that I'm planning a meeting on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
At 9 a.m. on the 19th of October.
Yeah. You, if he can be the you are the elder. So you will you'll have to travel on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'll make arrangements for you to travel on Saturday.
Yeah.
So you'll be there Sunday morning. They start at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. The planning starts at about 9 a.m.
Because the very
Sunday morning, So you will be down there at your closing duty.
Now, what about the rest of the elders? If you all go as a group, did the rest of you want to attend the Youth and Elders Conference too?
If you do, then we could change the
This
is last year. We did it last year.
Guys, it's always been that It's always been that the elders have conference continued.
Yeah.
Okay, I can go ahead and change the dates for the elders put on early.
And then the day before the AFN conference, which is the elders conference. And the youth also takes part in that.
19, 20, 21.
Yeah, both of them, elders and youth,
That's what we did last year, and I'll change it once they're leaving on Saturday. The 18th, so you'll be there on the 19th, the day of the youth and elders. But when would you like to come back? That's another thing. You want to come back after the AFN or after the youth and elders meeting? You stay for the whole week?
Yeah. Of course, the new call, copy it, you can have it, I can make it, it's okay, I'll see it. Put the last up in there. New call, take a look. I know the place. I got it.
Okay. Aku di zaman kita sendiri dah aku kita sendiri. Aku di zaman.
Who's the fourth one?
Me, Tommy, Helmut,
Yeah.
How many we have total? Five?
Yeah.
Your hotel and your fare, of course, you get a lot. That's a few rental, one week. I can do it in the week. So now they pay two on it, you need some work. Madam, after the embassy now on it, for all, to leave. Dari di minyak pernah hotel lah kasih di rumah tahu semua. Terus kita ya lah waktu.
Kita kasih ini.
If we cover your per diem, then the park service could take care of your hotel and your fare?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would leave, I think that would leave another slot open for somebody else to
yeah,
go there.
Okay. Yeah. Only thing that we're going to have to figure out is the per diem for that.
Per diem and meeting fee?
Yeah.
Or just per diem?
Well, these are the fees that are prepared.
We'll talk to Lois and see what we can figure out for your travel and see what parts that we could cover and see what we could cover.
I don't know if that will work. I'm going to open I'm going to have a booth in there too, and it's going to be staffed by customs, you know, amendments would be.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want
to. Okay.
I talked with them already on that.
That's gonna work that way.
Okay, so far I got Levi, Tommy, Elmer, and Truman.
Four of these two ones. The funny part there was in the paper, they clear them. That's because I have maybe two Truman. Now that.
And then you're there?
Yeah. Can you find out from when we left to have any kind of a last representation? Doctor was there and he sure helped me. He made me get to the hospital, otherwise I probably would have died. So who are you shooting?
Levi, Tommy, Elmer, and Truman so far. Mm-hmm. And Mildred?
Or what?
Yeah, Mildred. Okay, you got five over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that
right? I'm going to have to look
for this. I have to look for this.
Can we draft a letter real quick and let these representatives stand carry a letter to their RRs? We can state that we'd like to see as much representation as possible from our colleagues. Since it's the theme of the CFM conference, even just to the air and not.
Yeah.
I mean, we got representatives for an meeting down with the council. Just to say that.
It's that's the wish of the whole group. I could draft a letter, yes.
Sana si kayong pinilag sa Opta ay ayari si Min na kumibigay ng langit.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You draft a letter to seek help from the IRA. The letter contained that we're requesting if possible to make travel arrangements to their sense for one elder.
Okay, right now I got Levi, Tommy, Elmer, Truman, and Mildred, but I'm going to give the names. Is that the names that you guys wanted? Levi, Tommy, Elmer, Truman, and Mildred.
My name back, or you will remember to check the reservation for me.
Yeah.
If you're going to include me, if you're going to include my per diem,
you're just going to pay in per diem.
Just per diem?
Just per diem.
Yeah. Okay, go.
And your hotel?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No hotel or fare. Just the per diem.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Madiba, ako ang nagunasa sa organic at yung manira ako sa kalanit. Ano ba? Kung yung manira ako sa pilusa at ilakit. Ang tolongit. At yung manira ako sa pilusa. Kung yung manira ako sa pilusa at ilakit. Kung yung manira ako sa pilusa at ilakit. Kung yung manira ako sa pilusa at ilakit. Kung yung Okay, motion of the case, second back home.
I second it.
Second with that food, if they're going to land it land. When you're going to do it, it's all like that.
September 30, day 2. Thank you.
morning before we start. Some of these may be on before we get still low with the pillow. Can it still low with the CDC on the morning? I'm not still low with the other
guy.
Thank you. having a Sunday meeting for work.
I
Hannah would call me from here that maybe 8 tourists will be there at Kayana today. And that's when I would be waiting for them at the airport. Only thing I have to offer in that kind of work is that me, as a guide and Eskimo, I lived there all my life, and the only thing I will tell them is that Kayana is, and Kayana history, and gold mine history, and only thing I have to do is smile at them, talk to them, so they'll understand that they'll be welcome there in our village. There was a couple from France not too long ago, about a month ago, old lady, she was about 74 years old, and she had to walk down the hill, down to the beach, and up to the airport before the plane comes. In one of those conversations, she told me that, "I know that your attitude to the villagers or those people watching us walking, I noticed that they're real friendly up here. Seems like they have nothing against a tourist in your village," she said. "That's how they That's how they do it. Children, same thing. Elders, villagers, they show their kind face, talk to them a little bit, and just pay no attention to us. But I will be talking to them about anything what was there before the white man comes, and how you improve. Everything changed today from the kind of life we lead them days before we have those new housing, clinic, a good airport, water and sewer, TV, and all that stuff. I try to tell them that life is much different, but in a way it's not doing that. Maybe it's too good for a way of life. Because my way of life in my younger days, it was happy time all the time. I was happy doing things, manually, lifting, pulling, working hard, and not so much for the pot and stuff like that. Today is different. So that's the kind of stuff the tourists like to hear from the villages. I asked some questions too, that old lady from France. She came from where that Diane, where she comes, where she died in Paris. So it's nice to talk to those people. They will tell me freely what I ask them. I will tell them all I know. So that's what the tourism is in the villages. So it's nice to have tourists come around, and we don't have much to offer, but always I used to tell them about niggerheads, what the niggerhead looked like, and they would be kind of tickled about this one, because niggerhead is something that they don't hear every day. Manik, Uba, Tugai Nuhuhua, Juan Munawalaftok, Delitishum Nahone, Nakuruan, Tourist and Matko, Nabi ini tinggal tahu orang sini hari yang aku pernah kenal di kayu tahu muda kami buat tahu ni bukan lah tu.
Yo, Nana doesn't want to, and the borough doesn't want to bring people, strangers, to the communities unless those communities want them. That very clear, and it's got to be a community decision before we try to push something like that. But the sad fact is that all of the rivers and most of the land is public land. Tourism is going to happen in our region, and to the extent that us, the locals, and the village people get involved, you know, we'll make a difference. Because there are things that we can do to control tourism, not allowing so many to go up there to areas that we don't want them, and to different times of the years. We're not saying tourism is the only answer, but it provides some jobs, you know, within the region.
Thank you.
Aruna.
I just put in your packet from the Sivu that our employees for this summer, and then our budget for what we spend and how much contributions we have gotten. The summer went real well. I haven't heard any real bad complaints about, you know, people having a bad time. We had about 200 kids show up this summer. We had about 50 per week. The last week, I believe, we had 56 because we had so many last-minute kids that wanted to go. We had a real good staff. It went real smooth. We had no problems with trying to have everybody show up on time. We went Monday to Saturday this year instead of Sunday to Sunday, and that seemed to work much better than Sunday to Sunday, because then we had scheduled days for everybody to have off instead of having to put days off together and, you know, send people home and not have them come back. We had a little bit of problem with trying to drug test kids who were passing, like we wanted them to. So, well, it wasn't mainly just the kids, it was some adults too. So what we did was hired alternates, and they went to their orientation, so when it came time to camp, they had already gone through the orientation, so it wasn't much of a problem to get them into the job. You can see we spent close to a little over $100,000 this year. That's just a rough draft. I know it's probably a little more than that. Baker's is real good about giving us a $35 seat fare from here to Norvik, compared to a $80 round trip fare. We had Lori do the first two and a half weeks of boat driving, and then we had a little bit of problem, and then it was just Elmer was our boat driver, and we hired Virgil Coffin and Maureen and Billy Rich to transport six kids at a time, and that's real difficult because it took us all day to get kids in. And then we had to start Saturday morning at 4 in the morning in order to get everybody there and trying to catch the flight at 8. Thanks, Mandy. For myself, we had a really good summer. I've been involved with City Youngers for the past 3 years, and this is the first year that we never had major complaints or people not calling me at my house in the middle of the night with some kind of crisis at the camp. So the summer has been really good, and it's made my job a lot easier to have Mandy take care of the logistics, the scheduling, ordering food. Elmer was our boat driver, so our staff that we had was just perfect for summer. And we also want to, I know a lot of your villages have summer camps. We want to try to meet with you guys sometime this fall and talk about what works and what don't work with our summer camp. Not even just the summer camp, you know, we want to do a winter camp too. And we do a lot of fundraising for Sivan Yevlik, and this 100+ thousand budget, you know, that some of you can do your camp in a couple thousand. So we want to be able to share resources, share money, share ideas on how we can all have a better camp for our people, for our kids. Not just for our kids, for everybody. Everybody will learn something at the camp. And I said this before, and I'd like to mention it again. If you can visit the camp, please visit the camp. You don't really know what's going on unless you go and visit the camp. And if you want to go up there and teach, or if you want to go up there for the day and just see what's going on just for that day, you'll really know what we're doing at Sivan Yevlik. And if you guys want to have meetings up there, we could meet up there. And Chuck in the borough tried to meet at the borough assembly, tried to meet up there last summer, and we appreciated that effort, although they couldn't meet up there. So we want people to go up there and see what we're doing during the camp. So you don't just listen to reports, but you can really see what we're doing. And Jonas was up there, and he's a fun dude to have around at the camp. So we'd like to thank Jonas for his time up there and the Park Service for sending him up there. So if anybody want to go visit the camp and see how you can do your camp and share ideas and maybe tell us how we should maybe change ours to make it better, we would appreciate it. But this summer was good, and we look forward to another good summer next year and in the years to come.
I guess in the past, they used to teach gun safety to these campers, and they're leaving all those just no more. I don't know how many years back that was, but this coming year, with your blessing, to just be with the regional elders as well as the villagers, that we teach gun safety, which I'll be doing myself. I would like to teach gun safety to the kids, how to handle rifles, don't shoot at somebody, or if there's somebody who wants that, don't shoot that way. It's something that was being brought down from our elders a long time ago, of how to hunt, use your guns properly, make sure they're unloaded and stuff like that. If it's okay with our regional elders here, I'd like to teach gun safety to our campers this coming summer. So I've got material now to go into training. It's all up to you. And last summer was a really good summer. I'd like to thank Mark and Mandy and all our staff that was up in the middle. All our camps like that, we would have a good place. But I'd like to stress just a little bit more in the fast language into the campus. Yeah.
What happened to our acquaintances?
Who?
What happened to our acquaintances?
we're going to be getting into that in a
little.
Over at school. Now that question was, some of the students were charged $50 for the week they were there.
The revenue from kids is almost $4,000, if we're lucky. If we had to have each child pay for the fare, the food, the lodging, then each child would have to pay over $400 to go to the camp. But the most of the kids can afford to pay, so we don't let them pay. We get camper fees from people that could afford to pay, from parents that could afford to pay.
How much is it this summer for that?
This summer it's under $4,000 from camper fees. If all the campers paid, it would be hopefully between about $8,000. But most campers can't afford to pay, so we don't let them pay. But this next year, I'd like to propose that all campers pay. Because, you know, $50, it costs $70 just for that round-trip ticket. And $50 is nothing compared to people ordering out for pizza and hamburgers a couple times a week, or parents going to bingo, or something like that. You know, if they really want to go, and we saw that lots of kids want to go to the camp, that $50, you know, we need to raise the money from somewhere, so the part from the kids would help. But, you know, that's not, $50 is nothing compared to the amount that it would really cost them if you break it down for their food and for their transportation and their lodging for every night. It would cost over $400 if we were another camp, but we're Camp Souvenir Weekend. We operate on generous support from NANA, from the borough, from New York. Everybody helps to put Camp Souvenir together.
Thank you very much.
Have the same logo that says you can come to me, and we have